Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
And I shall go to dwell on day of rest shall dawn and last. Someday beyond the reach of mortal king, someday God only knows just where and when the wheels of mortal life shall all stand still. And I shall go to dwell on Zion's
hill. Amen. If you've got anything better than Jesus Christ, roll it out. Brother, I'd like to see it this day, but I tell you, the best thing that ever happened to you, the best thing that ever will happen to you is when the Lord came into your life. And I sure am glad this morning that I'm saved. I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven. I'm glad I'm His and He's mine. Thank God. I want to read once again out of the Song of Solomon, chapter number 4, this morning, starting verse number 12. The Bible said, "A garden enclosed is my sister." And then in verse 15, he said, "A fountain of gardens, a well-living waters, and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruit." And chapter 5, verse 1 said, "I am come into my garden." Our Heavenly Father, now, God, as we come before you, thanking you for the day that you've given, God, your blessings upon our life for strength and health this morning, God, and our Lord, most of all, for salvation this morning, God, and knowing and having that blessed assurance today, God, that we're saved and we're sealed. Thank God, the day of redemption. Lord, I thank you, God, have the privilege to stand and preach your word this morning, God. I pray that it might go forth this morning and accomplish where you send it, God. Our Lord, prepare the hearts, Lord, your people this morning to receive it. Help us apply to our lives, Lord, and walk daily with it this morning. Touch the sick and the afflicted, those who may mention this morning, God, I pray, how you'd pass by their way, God, wherever your people are gathered together, how you'd be in the midst this morning, God, anoint your men from on high, let them boldly stand and proclaim how the truths of thy word this morning. For all of this and everything that's accomplished, may it be accomplished for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his glory, amen, this morning. And now then, I want to finish the message we started last week concerning, dear friend, what are you in God's vegetable garden? Dear friend, the Bible refers many times in the text that we read today, dear friend, how that we are, dear friend, the garden of God this morning. Dear friend, the Bible tells the very first thing that God ever did, dear friend, for man this morning after forming him and breathing in his nostrils the breath of life, God planted a garden and put man in it. Dear friend, we looked at the comparisons, dear friend, of many things that you might find in your garden and how it might apply, or, dear friend, how it's like, dear friend, many of the churches, dear friend, the people that go this morning. The Lord Jesus Christ taught by parables, dear friend, by similes and metaphors, dear friend, comparing one thing to another so that it might simply be understood. Dear friend, and we've looked at the garden, dear friend, and how that the things that we find, dear friend, might compare to some of those that sit upon the pews of our church today. Dear friend, I'm not making judgment. Dear friend, I'm not throwing rocks. Dear friend, I'm simply, dear friend, preaching this morning. Dear friend, you draw the conclusions. Dear friend, we looked at the bell pepper, a church member this morning. Dear friend, how the bell pepper is slick and smooth and shiny on the outside, dear friend, but cut open, it's empty, dear friend, and void on the inside, dear friend. And many today, dear friend, fill our churches the same way, dear friend. They look slick on the outside, dear friend, they talk smooth, dear friend, they're shiny and draw attention, but brother, on the inside they're empty, dear friend. On the inside they're miserable.
missing what they need for their lives to be complete and to be whole this morning. Dear friend, we looked at the pole bean Christian. Dear friend, here, dear friend, if you don't stake those pole beans down, they'll run all over your garden. Dear friend, oh, we've got many today. Dear friend, around at our churches. Dear friend, the first time they don't like what's going on, dear friend, they up and go somewhere else down the road. Dear friend, the preacher don't preach what they want. Dear friend, they'll go down the road. Dear friend, or dear friend, most of the time it's a year and a half or 2 years. Dear friend, that's all they can stay planted anyway. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, dear friend, when you stake those pole beans down, dear friend, and give them something to climb, dear friend, they'll start winding upward. Amen. Dear friend, and I'll tell you, when you get staked down in the church and in the place that God wants you, dear friend, you'll start growing up too. Dear friend, we looked at the cabbage church members. Dear friend, about all they're good for is making a head and drawing flies. Amen. Dear friend, looked at the okra. Dear friend, church member. Dear friend, I realize okra's good and I like it every once in a while. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, dear friend, when you go out there to pick okra out of the garden, it don't take long for that stuff to get all over you, to break out on you. It'll irritate you. It'll itch you. Dear friend, and there's a lot of good people nowadays, dear friend, that are in our church. Dear friend, but their demeanor and their attitudes, dear friend, it sure can irritate you, amen, and get on your nerves after a while. Dear friend, we looked at the tomato. Church members, amen. Dear friend, is it a vegetable? Is it a fruit? Dear friend, we debate about it. Talk about it. It's got properties of both entities this morning. Dear friend, these things ought not to be so in our lives. Dear friend, we ought not look like the church when we're at church and then look like the world when we're in the world. Amen. Dear friend, there ought to be something distinctive about us so that folks don't have to debate, dear friend, about whether or not we're saved or whether we're going to heaven or whether we belong to the church. Dear friend, we ought to be stable and steadfast and unmovable this morning. I talked about the onion, church member. Dear friend, how that onion, when you start to peel back the layers, how it draws tears to your eyes. Man, I'll tell you this morning, the worst thing you can do in our local churches, dear friend, when somebody comes in, is to ask them how they are or how they feel. Brother, you better get ready, dear friend, to be dumped on. Amen. You better be ready for both barrels, because most of the time they're going to tell you, dear friend, about every ache and pain and every problem and circumstance and situation. Brother, they're just going to let you have it. And no, brother, dear friend, and I'll tell you, by the time you get away from them, dear friend, tears are running down your eyes and you're already depressed and discouraged, dear friend, the day without hope, dear friend, I'll tell you, those kind of folks, dear friend, need to be in the altar before church ever starts. Woo! Hallelujah! Dear friend, but I want to preach today, dear friend, I know you've heard this and aware of it, but mine sure does fit in with this message of God's a vegetable garden. I want to talk about the tater family. Amen. And we've got them in our churches, brother. Amen. Dear friend, I know I hear some amens out there. Dear friend, I want to say, first of all, dear friend, we got a lot of dictators. Amen. Dear friend, everything's got to be their way. It's got to be their idea. They're in charge. It's my way or the highway. Amen. They don't believe in pastoral authority. Dear friend, they don't believe in the authority of the scriptures. Dear friend, I guess they think because they've been there the longest, dear friend, they ought to run the show. Amen. Now, don't get the wrong idea, brother. Dear friend, I don't think you ought to remove the landmarks. And I don't think you ought to forsake the council of the elders. Dear friend, and listen, it's only by age and experience, dear friend, that you obtain wisdom. Dear friend, but I do believe with all of my heart, and according to the scriptures of God's word, that the pastor ought to have the final word and the final authority in the local church. God never called a deacon to run the church. God never called an elder to run the church. God never called a committee committed to run the church. How God called preachers and ordained them as pastors. How to be under shepherds of the good shepherd. And to be overseers of the flock. Because it is the pastor that will give an account of everything that goes on in God's house. It's not that you've got to get his permission. It's not that he's got to okay it. But brother, he's going to answer to God one day for every event and every circumstance and every thing that goes on in the house of God under his ministry. He will account for it. And if he's going to account for it, brother, he ought to have authority over it. I said, man, that's right. And if I'll tell you, and if I believe in a pastor authority, I don't believe in dictatorship. At FM this morning, I don't believe the church belongs to the preacher nor the pastor. At FM, it belongs unto God. Amen. It was his son Jesus Christ that shed his blood and paid the price and bought us. Amen. It's his church. At FM this morning. But God put you under authority. And he said, obey them that have the rule over you. Amen. As they must give an account for you. Amen. At FM, but we got a lot of dictators. At FM, that think just because they've been there for 40 or 50 years, at FM, that they, at FM, run the show. At FM, they've got their name on the pew or on a plaque. At FM, and hey, at FM, I'll tell you something, brother. At FM, we've got dictators in our church. At FM, but God says he's the authority in the local church. Amen. At FM, I want to say we've got some imitators. Amen. At FM, we've got some great performers. At FM, we've got some. At FM, this morning, those that put on a show. Amen. At FM, I want to tell you something. At FM, you don't have to shout how to be spiritual. Oh, no. I ain't nowhere in the Bible. At FM says you got to shout and run the aisles and jump pews. At FM, I like to do that every once in a while when the Spirit passes by. At FM, but you don't have to shout to be spiritual. But if you're going to shout, you better be spiritual, brother. At FM, I tell you, we've got a lot of imitators. At FM, that have to fake it. At FM, and put on a show. And you can tell, brother, how they may shout. At FM, but you know inside it ain't bearing witness with your spirit. At FM, it's dead and dry. That sounds like hollering instead of shouting. At FM, I'll tell you, when folks shout in the spirit, it stirs something up in me, makes me want to shout. Amen. At FM, but I'll tell you, when folks at FM are pretending, hey, you can't imitate, you can't duplicate. At FM, you cannot. At FM, hey, I fake the Holy Spirit of God this morning. Amen. At FM, this morning, quit trying to be spiritual and just let God fill your soul. Amen. And you won't have to put on a show. At FM, I've seen a lot of crocodile tears. I know it wasn't real when they shed them. Amen. At FM, I've seen a lot of smiles. At FM, I know they had to fake it. Amen. At FM, because when it's real, when it comes from the Lord, when it wells up inside you, living waters, brother, in, puts an aura on you. Woo! At FM, it gives. At FM, off light, it radiates. At FM, this morning, from you. Amen. At FM, you know there's a difference in working it up in the flesh and when the Spirit of God's pouring it out. Amen. At FM, we got a lot of imitators. At FM, in the church house. And then I want to say we got a bunch of agitators. Amen. At FM, those are always trying to stir up a stink. At FM, they use the gossip line. At FM, can't wait to get home after church so they can talk about who at FM had this or who done that. Amen. They can't wait to devour. They can't wait at FM to dissect the message and the preacher. Amen. At FM, they're always trying to stir up something. Did you hear what so-and-so said? Do you know what they're doing? Amen. Busybodies and long-tongued Jezebels. And it ain't just just the women folk neither, brother. Hey, dear friend, there's a lot of backstabbing brothers too. Dear friend, that want to stir something up. Dear friend, instead of holding their peace, instead of praying for them, dear friend, they want to stir it up. Dear friend, and agitate the situation. Dear friend, that's at hand. Every church has trouble. Every church has problems. Amen. But you know the Bible said there is no talebearer. The strife ceases. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, cut that. Dear friend, gossip bear out. Amen. Hang up the phone. I say, I don't want to hear that kind of stuff. Amen. I'll tell you what, it solves a lot of problems. When they stalk you up and start talking about somebody else, I say, brother or sister, let's just go to that person, me, you, and them, and sit down and discuss this matter. Oh, no, I ain't got the guts. I dare them to say it to their face. I dare them that, oh, they'll talk about them behind their back and cause dissension. Paul said, you're divine one another. I dare them, and these things ought not to be so. I dare them, I'll tell you, hurt the influence of the church house. And we talk about folks in the church house and of those on the outside the church house. And dear friend, I'm telling you, we've got a lot of agitators in our church. Amen. And dear friend, we've got some hesitators. Amen. And dear friend, this morning, have those that always want to put off, have those that want to table every matter, have those this morning. Now I know, dear friend, that there's prudence in being patient and waiting upon the Lord. Dear friend, I realize that there's wisdom. Dear friend, and there's strength renewed when you wait upon the Lord. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, dear friend, this morning we're hesitating. And we know we ought to make a move. Dear friend, we know during the message we ought to go to the altar. We put it off and say, I'll wait till I get home. And the Spirit of God might not be dealing with you in the same way when you get home. And dear friend, God tells you to go hug somebody's neck. And dear friend, or shake somebody's hand. And dear friend, we hesitate about it. And the preacher's got an idea that God's laid on his heart. And we say, oh, preacher, we're going to have to think about that. And we're going to have to pray about that. And I think you ought to pray about it. And dear friend, but I'll tell you, when you pray about it 4 or 5 years and it don't ever get done, brother, you're just hesitating. And dear friend, because it wasn't your idea. And it's time you get off your duff. And you still do nothing and say, preacher, if God put it on your heart, we'll find a way, we'll make a way, we'll step out in faith, and we'll follow you because we know you're God's man. Woo! Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, we got a lot of hesitators. Dear friend, that pass by the opportunity when God gives it. Dear friend, then I want to say we got some spectators. Amen. Dear friend, we've got those. Dear friend, this morning that sit on the sidelines and watch. Oh, they know what your job is. And they know how you ought to be doing your job. But they're not going to get their hands dirty. They're not going to get involved. They're not going to participate. They're not going to step out in faith. They don't want their name mentioned in it. Dear friend, but they'll watch. You do everything else this morning. Amen. I'll tell you, sometimes it's irritating for people to come in the church house and say, preacher, you know, we'll get somebody to mow the yard. Our preacher, you know, that bricks fell out over there again. Our preacher, you know, this ought to be done. Hey, why don't you do it, amen? If you've seen it, maybe God revealed it to you so that you could go over there and do it. Amen. No, dear friend, we got to get a committee together and we've got to study this thing out to see how high the grass has got to get for somebody to actually mow it. Amen. And we're going to see how long that brick will lay out there in the parking lot and see how many people will walk by it and drive over it before somebody has got enough glory of God in them to go over and pick it up and put it back in place. I dare friend, without a pat on the back, without giving an estimate being paid, I dare friend, without having to be awarded a plaque on Sunday morning, and just do it because it needs to be done. And thank God this morning, I dare dear friend, for those that will do it, but we've got too many spectators, dear friend, that are waiting for somebody else to do it and watching to see who's going to do it, but it's not going to get involved of their self. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, we've got spectators, dear friend, in the worship service. Amen. Dear friend, somebody says amen, and they'll break their neck turning around to see who said it. Amen. Dear friend, somebody shouts, dear friend, and they'll duck their head, dear friend, to see what's going on, who's going to react to it. Dear friend, I'll tell you, somebody says amen, I just go ahead and second the motion and say amen too. That's right. If somebody passes you in the aisle, dear friend, if they're shouting, running loud, follow them. If they go to the altar, get behind them and pray a wall around them. Dear friend, I'll tell you, quit just sitting on the sideline watching and get involved in the service. Amen. Dear friend, when the singers are having a hard time and maybe they miss a note, dear friend, instead of rolling your eyes or shuffling your feet, why don't you bow your head and say, oh God, I bless those singers that's got enough glory of God in them to get up and sing. When the preacher's having a rough time, and brother, there are dry services, amen. Dear friend, when the preacher's struggling to get the point across, dear friend, and I'll tell you, dear friend, instead of looking at your watch and saying, oh, I wish you'd just cut this thing off and go to the house, why don't you say, preacher, amen, if nobody else says it? Why don't you say, God, won't you come by and anoint that preacher? Let him preach in power and authority. If he preaches at 12:30, let him preach, let him preach. I thank God this morning. And then I want to say, we got some sweet taters, amen. That's what we all ought to be, is sweet taters. Dear friend, do you realize that sweet tater has a natural sweet flavor about it? I don't care what you do to a sweet tater. Brother, you can bake it, fry it, grill it, mash it, dice it, chop, chop it, slice it, dear friend, and it'll always have a natural sweet flavor to it. Amen. And that's what we ought to be. And no matter what we have to face, no matter what people do to us, and no matter what we've got to endure in this world, there ought to be a natural sweet flavor and attitude about us in the house of God. What are you in God's vegetable garden? May the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer.